Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the Word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 9th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel, chapters 43 to 45, radiating God's glory through our lives. We read in the book of Ezekiel, chapter 43, verses 6 and 7, and verses 10 and 12, like this. Then I heard him speak to me from the temple, while a man stood beside me. And he said to me, Son of man, this is the place of my throne, and the place of the soles of my feet, where I will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. No more shall the house of Israel defile my holy name, they nor their kings, by their harlotry, or with the carcasses of their king on their high places. Son of man, describe the temple to the house of Israel, that they may be ashamed of their iniquities, and let them measure the pattern. This is the law of the temple. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop is most holy. Behold, this is the law of the temple. In a dramatic reversal of the departure of the Lord's glory, Ezekiel saw God's glory returning from the east to dwell once again in his temple. Ezekiel had described how the glory left the old temple, and now he describes how the glory returns and fills the house. God said the new temple will be the place where he will dwell in the midst of the children of Israel forever. It will serve as God's permanent dwelling place among his people. The whole area surrounding the mountaintop on which the temple would be built would be most holy. A true sight of the glory of the Lord makes us ashamed of our iniquities. Verse number 10. Israel's sin brought the destruction of the former temple, and God's mercy will restore the temple after Israel's repentance. This vision of a glorious temple was to be declared to the people so that they would repent of their sins. The temple is pivotal to understanding God's message to the people. The temple will be a place of sacrifice and a place where God's glory will dwell. The beauty and grandeur of the temple means nothing if God is not present. Today, the bodies of God's people are his temple, and so is his church. Just as God has a beautiful plan for his future temple in Jerusalem, so he has a plan for his people individually and his church collectively. We are to be a holy temple dedicated to him alone, and we are to radiate the glory of God in our lives daily. As we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 and 17, do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are.